So I had this crazy thought back in July, and it was to do a live video in the Profit Podcast Facebook group every single day in the month of August. That is 31 days of live videos. I have seen a few other friends of mine do this before where they're like, oh, I'm gonna do a live video every day for a month. And I'm like, oh, you know, live video. Okay, that's cool. I could probably do that. If you're thinking about doing this, let me tell you, it's a lot harder than it looks on the surface. There's just a lot of planning and everything that goes into it. But man, it's so cool to see how much the community has grown and how much more engaged the Facebook group is. So today I wanted to share with you one of the trainings that we did, which was a typical week in a podcast. Like, what does that look like? And I know, I'm referencing things that I'm actually pointing to in the video, but if you want to go watch the video, I'm going to link to that as well in the show notes. But this was a really cool topic because I was really curious as to how other people plan their weeks within podcasting. So if you are in the space of trying to just figure it all out, then I hope that this will be helpful to you because I go through all of the processes that I literally think through every single week whenever I'm doing my podcast. So let's just dive on in.
Welcome to the Profit Podcast, where we teach entrepreneurs how to start, launch, and market their podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Profit, and I'm so excited that you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Because if you've been thinking about creating a podcast for a while, well, I'm so glad you found this show. Think of this as the shortcut slash time-saving version of searching Google and YouTube for hours and hours trying to figure out the world of podcasting. Trust me, as a busy mama of three, I get it. You don't have a lot of time to be spent or wasted, I should say, searching the web, trying to find all the right ideas and all the amazing things that are out there, and you just end up overwhelmed. Trust me, I've been there, done that, took home the souvenir. But this podcast is going to help you in practical ways because twice a week we'll be delivering episodes that are going to give you steps to help you create a podcast your audience can't wait to listen to. So let's get right to it, shall we? Have you been wanting to start a podcast? You've been thinking about it. It feels right. You just know. This is the next thing that my business needs. Well, I encourage you to sign up for my 5-day podcast boot camp. This is a thing that you've been looking for. It is a 5-day video series where I walk you through exactly how to start, launch, and market your podcast, and I throw in some more information about planning strategies and being consistent and how you can make the most out of your podcast from day one. So sign up for our 5-day Create Your Podcast Bootcamp at crystalprofit.com/podcastbootcamp and do it already. You know that you've been wanting to, so just bite the bullet and join us.
I just wanted to hop on real fast and say that Profit Podcasting is here. If you are listening to this in real time, you're not listening to this on a replay months later, then Profit Podcasting, my digital course, is open for the next few days. And the doors close on September 8th. So if you're listening to this well after the fact, then the doors may be closed. But you can always join our waitlist at crystalprofit.com/podcastcourse. But if you've been listening to any of the other content that I've been putting out, then you're going to love everything about this course. I show you exactly how to start, launch, and market your podcast in 30 days. So if you're interested, go to profitpodcasting.com and sign up. We would love to have you, and it's just going to be so much fun. But I want to go right into the training that I did. Like I said in the intro, this is a Facebook Live that we recorded during 31 days of podcasting in August, and I hope that you enjoy listening to everything that I put into a typical week of podcasting.
Hi, everybody, and happy Sunday. I hope that you've had a great start to your weekend, and I guess it's the end of the weekend. I hope you had a great weekend. I'm still like, okay, what day is it? Where are we? When does school start back? Because Mama is ready. Mama's ready. I've been having fun with the kids at home, but I'm so ready for them to go back to school. So, yeah, my hair is a little crazy. I went to our neighborhood pool today, and this is me on the weekend. Like, I do, you know, a pretty decent job of showing up when I do live videos and I have my hair done. This is the weekend me. I don't have my hair done after I've been to the pool with the kids, but I wanted to show up here for y'all because I'm excited because we are continuing our 31 days of podcasting. So today we are talking about a week in the life of a podcast. Okay, so I want to show you what I used to do, because maybe that could work for you, and what I do now, because it's kind of two totally different systems. And the old system worked for what I used to do, which could be where you are now, but my new system works for what I'm doing today. So I'm gonna show you what I mean by that. But actually, I was gonna set up my whiteboard and like actually do like a session. Like, let me be your instructor for the day and teach on the whiteboard. But it's like there's too many pieces involved here. Like, I have my webcam set up and I have my microphone, so I'd have to like, it's just logistically, we're not at that level yet. Okay, like, we're still very basic around here. I'm very not fancy at all. So if you caught my video yesterday, you will understand what I'm talking about not being fancy. I was in the closet recording, like, we were under the blankets together. Yeah, it was so funny. So awkward, right? It was kind of awkward. But if you have missed any of the other 31 days of podcasting videos, then I encourage you to go back and watch them. You can find them in the video section within the group. But I'm going to grab my markers real fast. So I have got like a million. Let me take these really scary scissors. These are actually like scissors you use for like when you're sewing. They cut very seriously. And I'm like, when you can put those up, because I have a 3-year-old who gets into everything. So yeah, I don't need to have that around. Okay, so I'm gonna let me find my good instructional markers here. These, if you cannot tell, I have 3 kids. And we always come home with a ton of school supplies at the end of the year. So I always have school supplies around my house. Okay, so I'm actually going to draw on this because put in the comments, even if you're watching this on the replay, put in the comments whether you have a digital planner, and that's the only thing, like, you only swear by like a digital calendar, like Google Calendar or something else. Like, that is the only way you keep stuff. Or tell me if you have a physical planner and that is the only thing you swear, like, that is your, like, down to the wire, where you keep everything. Or tell me if you do a combination of the two, because that's what I do. I do a combination. I keep everything I need to happen on my Google Calendar, like appointments and interviews for the podcast and like personal appointments, you know, kids have to go to the dentist or stuff like that. I put all of that in Google Calendar because those dates can fluctuate, you know, appointment gets canceled, you know, someone has to reschedule, whatever. But my planner, and I'll show you which planner I have, that is like for me, right? Like, I'm telling myself, this is when you're going to work out. It's like I'm being my own boss of my time. This is when you're going to work out. This is when you're going to go. This is when you're going to do the laundry. This is when you have time in the grocery store. This is when you can record podcasts. This is when you can create marketing material. Like, that is how I can control my time better when I actually write it out as opposed to doing Google Calendar. And that is because I tend to get distracted. I'm sure you do too. I get distracted when I get on my computer or on my phone and I'm like, you know, I open up a tab
And then, you know, let's say it defaults to my Gmail. I'd start looking at my emails, and then I meant to go look at my Google Calendar, but instead I'm like, you know, just totally deep into all the promotional emails that I have, or, you know, trying to catch up on something else. Like, oh, is this, am I missing something? Like, is there an email lost in here? Anyway, so I get distracted. that's why a physical planner works for me, because I can just look at it. I don't have to worry about looking at my phone, where I can get distracted. Okay, so I'm going to show you. Oh my gosh, I already got to start over. Hang on. Monday, Wednesday. I left out Tuesday, so hang on. It's going to be fun. We're going to roll with this, okay? So I guess I should start. I'm going to start the week on Monday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and I'm going to put Saturday and Sunday smaller, because those are, I tend to not do a lot of stuff on the weekend. Unless I'm doing stuff like this, hanging out with y'all, which this is special. August is a special month for us. Okay. So I blocked it off. This is our week, right? So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Okay. So here's what I used to do. I published a podcast episode every Tuesday. So in order, and then we're going to pretend like I said this was a week in the life of a podcast, but we're going to look at it from a month point of view, because that just kind of puts everything into perspective. So we'll just say there's 4 weeks. This is terrible. Like, I have terrible drawing. My lines aren't straight, but you know, it's just my life. Okay. So if I wanted to have a published podcast on this day, I wanted it to be in like somebody's hands to listen to on Tuesday morning, then there is a lot that has to happen on these other days in order for this date to work. And I believe in consistency. Consistency is the key to having an online business, whether you have a blog, podcast, vlog, you're doing Instagram, you're doing Facebook lives, whatever it is that you're doing. You have to be consistent, because then people will know, oh, I know to go watch Crystal on her lives on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. because she shows up there every single time. So I watch, I don't know if y'all know Dave and Rachel Hollis. They do their Start Today morning show on Instagram. They do it on Facebook too, but I tend to watch on Instagram. And I know that they show up at 8 o'clock every day for their community, and they've done it for a really long time. They actually took like a hiatus for the summer. But I always knew, it was like, oh, it's 8 o'clock. Like, I need to go watch them. It was like this subconscious thing that, I need to go, you know, turn it on, because I like to watch them. They're hilarious. They're so funny, and they're very motivational. So I encourage you to go check them out when they come back, I think at the end of August. But it's just getting in that rhythm, getting in that routine. So in order for your audience and your community to start expecting, you know, okay, they're putting out a podcast episode on Tuesday, then you've got to be consistent. You got to make it happen. Okay. So in order for this to happen on Tuesday at minimum, so we'll say this is your air date. That's when your podcast is going to come out, right? Y'all, my handwriting is so bad. Okay. So we need to have our episode at least, this is at very, very least, this is if you are bootstrapping it and you have like, you're flying by the seat of your pants, because this is what I was doing for a long time. It's what happens every once in a while still, because it's been summertime and I've been like just kind of burning the candle at both ends, hoping to get a lot of stuff done this summer. So this has happened to me a few times, but at the bare minimum, you need to have your episode uploaded. Let me see if I can spell. I don't have autocorrect on my paper. You get it? Yeah, it's funny. Uploaded to hosting site. Because what is our hosting site? That is what sends your podcast out to Apple Podcast, Google Play, and Spotify, like all the places your audience is going to listen. I want you to have it uploaded on Monday to schedule it for that day. And your hosting site can do this for you. At least I know Buzzsprout can. I've done this since the beginning. Because if you try to upload on Tuesday, well, you don't know how reactive the platforms are going to be. Are they actually going to upload in the morning? Are they going to upload at 2 o'clock in the afternoon? And then someone's like, oh, well, Crystal didn't show up this week. So, you know, I'm not going to listen to her podcast because it's not consistent. But if you schedule your episode, you upload it, schedule it for, let's say, midnight. That's what I do. I do midnight on Tuesday. Then it's guaranteed to be out to your audience on Tuesday. Okay, so that's the first thing that we're going to do. This is before, we're going in reverse order, if you can't tell, because this is our air date. Then we have, you know, our episodes uploaded. So I'm actually going to jump down here, like we're going in reverse order. And we're going to pretend like we're not doing anything on Saturday and Sunday. Because I didn't when I first started. That was like a strict thing for me. I was like, I'm going to bust my tail and get everything done on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Monday through Friday, so I don't have to do anything on the weekend. Okay, so what needs to happen to make sure that your episode is uploaded at this point? Well, this is literally what I would do. If I had an episode coming out on this day, this is kind of confusing. I hope you get this, right? Because we're working in reverse order, but I should have left this space like here so I could go back. Let me know if this isn't make, like, please like ask questions at any point if none of this makes sense. But okay, so I would record an episode either here or here, depending on what was going on that week, okay? So I would record either on Wednesday or Thursday and edit either Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Okay. So if I was recording, let's say this episode was going to be 30 minutes, then I would record on a Wednesday, Thursday, not on Friday. That's cutting it too close because you want to have it done. You want to give yourself some leeway. You know, you could even run your editing into a Monday if you needed to, like if that was an absolute emergency. And y'all, when it comes to schedules and planning stuff, like I am a stickler. You give me a date and I'm going to stick to it. Okay. So, and I encourage you to do this too, because it's the only way that you're going to stay consistent is if you tell yourself, this is the day I'm going to upload, like pretend like, yeah, I don't want to say your podcast is your boss, because that sounds kind of like, you know, some people don't respond well to that. And I don't really want to tell you, like, you need to pretend like your podcast is your boss, but it is kind of the thing that I've had in the back of my mind is I've told my people I'm going to show up for them on this date every single week. So I'm going to make it happen. It's a commitment. And I believe that that's the first thing that you have to do whenever you're going to start podcasting is commit to it, no matter what. Every single week, I'm going to put an episode out on Tuesday. So what does that mean? What has to happen? That means I have to record on a Wednesday or a Thursday. I got to record the episode. And then whenever time allows, I'm going to edit that thing between Wednesday and Monday. Okay. So if you can look at this, you realize, well, that doesn't leave a ton of time to come up with marketing materials or, you know, create a graphic in Canva or do sound bites or any of the other fun things that we have. That's just kind of, we'll just call this, actually, let me see. I have another big marker. This is fun. I feel like I'm playing school. Which I used to do. I'm the third child. I had two older brothers and never wanted to play with me. I played school a lot when I was a little kid. That's okay. Don't feel bad for me. I turned out okay. Okay, so we'll call this. Y'all, my handwriting is so bad. This is survival mode. Okay, this is like at the absolute bare minimum, this is what you need to be doing for your podcast. Okay. And that is in order to stay consistent, okay? Survival mode. So we'll do that one. Okay, now I'm not gonna make it. I don't know why. I don't need to have it. I just need to have like a 2-week time frame. That way you can kind of see. So we're gonna do another one. This is when I do wish I had the whiteboard. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then I'm just gonna put Saturday and Sunday over to the side because we're not doing anything on those days anyway, right? We're trying to just do this during the week. Okay, so now we're still going to pretend that you have an air date on Tuesdays That is your committed date, right? Air date. So on Tuesday, I started having an episode come out, but I also wanted to start promoting it, right? Because I was just kind of reliant on the people. Like, I had a lot of guests at the beginning of my podcast, and I was reliant on them telling their audience that they were on my podcast, and it worked pretty well. But I was thinking, man, I feel like I need to say something about these episodes as they come out. So I also wanted to have a graphic that I could post on social media. So it would, you know, kind of market everything and let someone know that there's a brand new podcast. Okay. So that's what I want to have on a Tuesday. I want to have a graphic come out. Well, how good are you at creating graphics in Canva or, you know, any other software that can create graphics, like art, you know, whether it's Photoshop or I can't even think of any other ones because I've been using Canva for, I think, 4 years now. I've been using Canva forever. I use the free version. I don't use the paid version. I've never spent a dollar on Canva. That is where all of my logos, my designs, like everything comes from Canva. It is amazing. I cannot say enough awesome things, and it's so easy to use. It's such an amazing platform. So if I wanted this to happen, I would need to create this graphic on Monday because I want to be able to promote it on this day. I don't want to be scrambling to create this thing. And, you know, I don't actually get it out in front of my people until the end of Tuesday. I want them to listen because in your episode, right? Like you want people to know about it as soon as it comes out. Within the first 24 hours, you want people to know your episodes are out there. You want them to be downloading it, listening to it, you know, telling their friends about it, you know, telling other people that it could help. So you want all this to happen on that day. So let's go back here. So again, we want to have our episode uploaded to hosting site. So this is the same as the first calendar. Episode uploaded. And then now we're going to do create graphic. We're working backwards. So we're going to create our graphic that we're going to have on this day. We're going to create it on Monday, or you could do this on Friday if you knew this was coming. I'm all about the longer, like the margin you have in your life, the better. And again, this is not working on the weekend. This is Saturday and Sunday over here. Okay. I don't want you doing a bunch of stuff on the weekend. I want you getting this done during the week. And I'm going to show you how long each one of these takes. That way I can give you kind of a rough estimate of how many hours or how much time you would spend doing all of your podcast. So we'll say we're going to create a graphic on Monday. But where are we going to get the material, the copy, if you want to use the correct terms. So if you have a image, you have a graphic image, well, you have to put something next to it, right? So are you just going to say, listen to episode 40? You could. I mean, if just there's a brand new episode out, but that's not really compelling. The episodes that I like to listen to for other people's podcasts, they either tell a story. They're like, oh man, I had the best interview with so-and-so and we talked about this and it'll change your life and make it so much better, save you money, whatever it is, right? Like they will pull you in and like captivate you. It's a compelling headline. It is a compelling story that they're telling with their words. And it makes them like, it makes their audience like, yeah, like I'm gonna listen to that right now. Like, I don't want to put that off. Like I was going to listen to that when I go to the gym, but man, like that sounds so good. I want to listen to it while I'm getting ready, or I'm going to turn on my speaker in the bathroom and listen to it while I'm in the shower. Do y'all do that too? I have like one of those, it's not a Bose, it's a JBL speaker that we take like outside and stuff. And every once in a while, I'll set it up in my bathroom and I'll listen to podcasts while I'm taking a shower or while I'm getting ready. And it's how I get my podcast fix for the day, or, you know, every once in a while I do that. But so you want to make sure that you write copy. So I'm going to put here, write copy, create graphic. I'm going to put write copy on a Friday too. Okay. So you can write your copy here, or you can do it here and then create your graphic. And then you're going to promote all of that on a Tuesday. So let me know in the comments if this makes sense to you. If you're watching this on the replay, say, Crystal, I'm confused. This makes no sense. Oh, wait, here, let me back up. Or tell me, yes, I get it. Like, okay, just keep talking to me, right? So again, this is your air date. So let's say that your episode was published. Now you're going to the next episode. You're going to have to record again. So, because you need the next week's. But you know that you can't push it to Friday. Friday doesn't give you enough margin to edit and do copy and create a graphic and do all the marketing stuff that you really want to do for your podcast. So you need to record Wednesday, Thursday, and then you can edit Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Sorry, I just said Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we're not pushing into Monday anymore because you need Monday to write compelling copy, to create an awesome graphic that's going to go with your show, and to upload to your hosting site. And this is a fun trick too. If you use Facebook, you may not everybody markets on Facebook. My audience is on Facebook. And so I market on Facebook and Instagram, but I schedule. So all the stuff that I want to air on Tuesday, I schedule it Monday. I make sure. I mean, in a perfect world, I have it scheduled several days, a week in advance. That does not happen. Not for me. One day when I have like three people helping me, like then that is the dream, right? But no, it doesn't happen. This usually happens on a Monday for me still, even though I've been doing this for a long time. This still happens on a Monday. So you do all this, you're recording your episode, you edit, write your copy, create your graphic, make sure everything's scheduled, uploaded, boom, it airs, you post everything on social media, you talk about it, you tell people, great. Okay, so the first one, remember this is survival mode. This, you're past survival mode, but you're still in the, oh my gosh, this is so bright. Now, you're in the reactive mode. No, I know. I realize my handwriting is terrible, but you know, just deal with it. You can read it, right? Reactive mode, because you're still, y'all. I did this for about 40 episodes, I want to say. I was very reactive. I almost burned out and quit doing this. I'm not kidding. Like I don't like saying that. Like saying that doesn't make me feel good at all, because I look back at how I did everything. Oh, there we go. And I just think, it's just a groundhog day, like over and over again. It was on repeat all the time. This is what my week looked like every single week. And then, you know, one of the kids would get sick here and I had planned to record. Well, all of a sudden that was my last day to record and I can't do it. So then I got to push it out to Friday. But then I also have to record it and then I have to edit it and then I have to write some copy. But I didn't get a chance to do that because the kid was still sick. And so now we're on Monday and I have to edit, write copy, I have to upload it, I have to create a graphic, and I have to do all the things in order to show up for my people on Tuesday. You see what I'm saying? It's still very reactive. And then I have to make sure that I come up with what am I going to talk about the next week? So we're not totally in survival mode, but we're very reactive still. So now I want to show you what I do now that helps me love podcasting. Because if you've been here for a while, you know how much I love podcasting. And I don't want to quit. I don't want to stop doing it. And there for a while, I contemplated whether I should keep going. You know, do I need to keep doing this? How can I make this work? And, you know, am I a crazy person for everything that I'm doing? Okay, I'm going to show you what this looks like today. So my pen's messing up now. Okay, we're still, for the sake of, you know, realness, we're going to pretend like this is not a good color for hair. That's why I did the lines in black. Okay, we're still going to pretend like we're not doing anything on Saturday and Sunday. Okay, just for the purposes of this. I do, however, do stuff maybe for an hour or two on the weekend. I don't do a lot of stuff, but I'm, again, it's summertime. So I don't have as much free time as I do when the kids are all in school. And, you know, Neelan, he goes to a Mother's Day out twice a week. And so I get like a time period for between 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. where I can really focus on my business. And then I don't have to do a lot of stuff on the weekend. But y'all, it's summertime. Like, no, I've still had to do stuff this summer on Saturdays and Sundays. But I love what I do. So, okay. So this is exactly what I do today. And this is not where I believe you should start. I think you should start in survival mode because you're going to be figuring out your recording software and you're going to be figuring out the basics for a while. So even if you don't market it for a few, like until you're 10 episodes in, that's totally fine because then you'll figure out like it'll come a lot faster. It won't, maybe the first few episodes take you an hour to edit a 20-minute episode. I get it. Like it takes a while to really find your groove. But I don't want you staying here. I don't want you staying in survival mode for 100 episodes. I want you to get out of survival mode in, you know, at least after 10 episodes. I want you not staying in reactive mode, but getting to this part where you can figure out your groove when it comes to coming up with your marketing strategies, what works for you, what doesn't, because it's going to take some testing to really figure out where your audience is showing up. Maybe you thought they would be more active on Instagram, but it turns out they're, you know, more responsive to your content on Facebook. So, or maybe even LinkedIn. Like, I don't know where your audience hangs out, but I want you to play around for a while. But okay, this is now what I do. And again, because it's summertime, this isn't like 100% concrete because things have just been really different this summer. So I put out episodes twice a week. I've been doing this for a year. Okay. So this is not something I'm going to recommend you do, but for the sake of transparency, I'm just going to tell you exactly how it is. There's a reason why I moved to doing two episodes a week, and I can go into that on another day, but I have really enjoyed having a solo episode on Tuesdays. And then on Thursdays is when I normally share an interview of some sort that I've done, or just like a deeper conversation about a topic that we've just kind of just barely scratched the surface with. But on Thursdays is when I go deeper into a very specific topic. So in order for that to happen, kind of same with the reactive mode, we kind of have the same schedule, but or we did. I did have the same schedule when I first switched to here. But now what I do in planning my episodes is I will look at my calendar at a month, 1 month at a time. And I know that Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, I go work out. Those are my gym days. Okay. So I'm just going to put that on here. So I go to the gym on these days. And this is important only because I'm trying to find blocks of time where I can record multiple episodes. So these aren't really the best days because I go to the gym and then I have to shower and I have to get ready and I have to do all that. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I still shower, but I don't wash my hair. I only wash my hair on the days that I go to the gym. So I don't have to like fix it. I don't have to do anything. So I plan to be on camera, you know, anything like that on Tuesdays and Thursdays because it's what works better for me. So I know I can still record on all of these days, but I don't want to do that. Like it's exhausting being in that reactive mode. Like I said, I was getting very close to being burned out in the reactive mode. So if this was, let's say this coming up week, I know that I have a few things going on and I need to do these live videos and I have to go live on Tuesday. So that's not really a great day to record. I know Wednesdays, I don't have anything going on other than I do a live video in our the course, Profit Podcasting. We do a live video every Wednesday. So I do a video in there on Wednesday. So that would probably be okay time to record some episodes, but Thursday is going to be my best day. This is all hypothetical anyway, but I'm just telling you this, we're just playing make believe here. So what I would do is on this day, I would actually record 2 to 3 episodes. And because I do a lot of planning ahead of time, let me circle that, I would know what the episodes are leading up to it. So on this Wednesday, I would plan 2 to 3 episodes. So whichever ones I'm doing, I will plan. I will write out an outline of what I'm going to actually talk about on this day. And that might sound kind of redundant or, you know, kind of counterintuitive. It's like, well, why would you plan it and then wait a whole day to talk about it? Shouldn't you do it? Because if you've ever read, hang on, and I actually have it right over here. I'm going to grab this real fast. This book will change your life. Okay. So this is, it's The One Thing, The Surprisingly Simple Truth Behind Extraordinary Results. And it's Gary Keller and Jay Papasan. And Gary Keller is the founder of Keller Williams Realty. And this book is amazing, but they talk about, they like debunk a lot of myths about multitasking and doing a bunch of different things. And the truth is that if you switch back and forth between tasks, so in this other one, we had, you know, you're recording, you're editing, you're writing copy, you're doing graphics, you're uploading. Like, these are different tasks, right? Like, you need a different creative part of your brain in order to edit a podcast as opposed to recording a podcast, as opposed to writing copy to promote that podcast. So if instead I took the time to plan out these episodes, okay, I'm going to plan them all out in one sitting. I'm going to sit down. I have my topics and I'm going to take the time to plan them all out. I don't even care about recording. I'm not even thinking about recording. I'm just planning the episodes out. Honestly, y'all, if I had the time, I could probably do 6 to 8 episodes. If I have the time, and sometimes I do, sometimes I plan a month and a half of episodes in one sitting, because the next time I go to record, I'm sitting down and recording 3 to 4 episodes sometimes. I actually did that last week. I recorded all my episodes. So I'm no longer in this reactive mode. I have all of these episodes, because then on this Friday, maybe I could edit 2 to 3 episodes. Maybe I want to edit all of them. And then on this Monday, maybe, you know, it takes me a second to get caught up with all the marketing. Oh, now my pen's not going to work. Hang on. Got these new pins. I think it's because I'm sitting up. There we go. So I'm going to do the marketing. Plus, I'm going to upload just this week, the next air date. I'm not going to do all of them at one time, but I'm going to do the marketing. I'm going to upload to my hosting site. So this week is done. But because I spent the time here to do 2 to 3 episodes, I can breathe. And I know that sounds kind of silly, but I can breathe because now, oh wait, I don't have to plan. I don't have to record. I don't have to edit because I did it all here. So now I can actually look back at my other episodes. Well, which ones did I not market really well? Well, let me go back and create some more marketing material. Or what episodes do I want to talk about next month? Or I can actually get into a Facebook group and interact with my audience more. I can actually have conversations with my ideal listener. And I can, you know, just breathe easily on the weekend because I don't have to worry about, oh, I need to work on a Sunday. Or I need to put in a few hours on a Saturday because now, you know, I don't need to because it's done. Like, it is done. So this, I don't even know. So this is survival mode, reactive mode. This is, what are we going to call this one? What's a good word? Oh, I know. Oh, wait, let me get a highlighter so you can see it better. We're going to call this so corny. Oh my gosh, it's so cheesy. We're going to call this champion mode, okay? Because I see this as sustainable. This is sustainable. Even though it may, ask questions, please. If none of this makes sense, because I do this a lot, so maybe it just really makes sense in my head. But what I'm saying to you, and I could redraw this and capture this in a much more elegant way on my computer and create a beautiful PowerPoint presentation, but I wanted to give y'all a rough, this is what I do because I'm about to sit down and plan out my week. We're actually going out of town on Friday, and I won't be back in this office until next Wednesday. So I have to be in champion mode. I was in champion mode last week, and I recorded enough episodes to where I didn't have to worry about next week. They're all done. I have not recorded all of them. They're not ready to be put up, you know, and be uploaded, and all the marketing's done. Like I said, I'm still a little bit in reactive mode, but I don't have to record. I don't have to worry about that. All I have to do is edit, which doesn't take me long because, like I said, I've been doing this for a while, and the marketing is, it's not hard for me because I've been doing it for a while. So I hope that this has kind of given you some perspective on what you can do for your podcast. I do want to go through real fast and talk about how much time this would actually take. So if you were in survival mode, you're airing one episode per week. You know, you got to record, edit, and upload. You're not even doing any marketing, right? Let's say your episode is between 30 and 45 minutes. So it's going to take you 30 to 45 minutes to record. And then if you're brand new to podcasting, I'm going to say it's going to take you at least an hour to edit. Okay. So 1 hour to edit, uploading and writing your description and doing all that. I don't know. Let's just say you're not awesome at marketing. Let's say it takes you a little bit to come up with the right words to say in your episode description, and you're still getting used to your hosting site. We're going to say it takes 30 minutes. So 45 minutes to record, an hour to edit, and 30 minutes to upload everything, to write all your copy. And that's not even creating graphics or doing anything. Y'all, this is 2 hours a week in survival mode. You can find 2 hours for a podcast, I promise. Because what? There's 24 hours in a day. You got to sleep. I know that. But in a week's time, not even on the weekend, I'm sure you have 2 hours. You have 30 minutes. What is that? What is 2 hours over 5 days? Is that 15? That's not 15 minutes. I don't even know. So it's 30 hour. So that's like less than 30 minutes in 4 days that you can make this work. So this is survival mode. Now, if you are in reactive mode, we're going to take the same amount of time. So this is 2 hours. And now we're going to tack on, let's say, to create a graphic, to write really good copy. Let's just tack on another hour, because I don't know how comfortable you feel with Canva. And again, with your marketing, if you feel comfortable writing really compelling headlines or compelling words that are going to get your listeners interested in what you have to say. So let's tack on another hour. So you're looking at, this is the reactive mode, 3 hours per week. Can you do 3 hours in a week? I know you can. I know you can. It's three hours. Y'all, I have three kids. I've got a busy life. I got tons of stuff going on too. So you can totally do this. Now, champion mode. This is different, okay? Only because this is twice a week. You don't have to put out episodes twice a week. Like I said, I do this. I'm 71 episodes in. I've been doing this a while, okay? But let's say you wanted to do champion mode for one episode a week, okay? Not two episodes, just one. I want you to plan, and champion mode only has to be one week a month, right? Or even 2 days a month, where you sit down. This planning could take you 2 hours, maybe 3 hours. I don't know. I don't know how many episodes you want to plan at once, but an hour or two to plan a few episodes. Then the next day you're going to record several episodes. If you have 30 to 45 minute shows, then this might mean you're recording for 2 hours. That's a lot of recording, right? That's a lot. That might be a little tough. But if you put in this hour, to really plan, like you take the time to plan your episodes, then you sit down and record, y'all, it's easy. Oh my gosh. It's so much easier. And I'm not saying scripted. I don't have my episodes totally scripted, but what I do, I could actually show you an outline of an episode that I did record recently. That's how to find your audience. And it's just a rough outline. It's on my dry erase board. And I just write down all the ideas I can think of. And then I put them on my computer and then I'm like, okay. And I look at that while I'm recording. So it just makes it so much easier. If you put the time in to plan, the recording won't take you as long as you think. And you do not edit yourself while you go. Just talk. Turn on your Audacity, hit record, and just talk. Do not, if you screw up, you screw up. You'll fix it later. Don't even worry about it. This is how I've had several people ask, well, how do you edit? It takes me forever. It takes me a long time. I can't edit that fast. And I'm like, well, I think really the mental block that you have is thinking that you have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect. I screw up all the time. And I tell people this. I'm like, if you listen to my podcast, it's not perfect. It's not without mistakes. Like, and if I mess up, what I'll do is I'll leave like a long pause. So if I know I messed up and I want to go back and fix it, or I'm going to fix it in a few, you know, like I'm going to re-say what I said to, you know, cover up the awful way I said it the first time, then I just stop talking. And then when I notice when I'm editing, I see a long pause in the audio track. I'm like, okay, that's where I messed up. That's where I need to go fix that. Other than that, y'all, I still say like too much. I say totally. I say really. I say so. Okay. But I do because it's how I talk. It's how I talk. If I sit there and pretend like I talk so perfectly, and this is how you would hear me if I were a robot. That's what I think of. I'm like, I'm not a robot, y'all. I don't have to be, it doesn't have to be perfect. Give yourself some grace. You're not going to be perfect either. I've been doing this for over a year. Never once have I hit record and not messed up, ever, ever. So don't be so dang hard on yourself, and editing will be a lot easier. Because if you sit there and you try to edit out all of those, you know, where you say, or you breathe into the microphone, or like if you, you know, sometimes I have to take a drink. If I'm talking and I'm recording, I'll have to like either cough. I try to, you know, if I have to cough in the middle of it, I edit that out, but I will make a long pause. I'll take a drink, but I'll just keep recording. I'll just keep let it go. And then just know that there's a long pause. And anytime I see that, I'm like, okay, I got to go back and edit that. Anyway, I just got on a long tangent. I've just had a lot of people ask me a lot about editing lately. And I'm like, it's taking you so long because you're being hard on yourself. And until you realize that, I can't help you with any other editing tips and tricks, because unless you have a professional studio and you have a podcast editor, like if you're someone else is editing it, then it's going to suck sometimes. Like, and that's okay. There's tons of episodes where I'm just like, I cringe. I go back and listen to them. So my very first ones where the audio sounds awful, but I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. I'm looking, how can I get better? How can I do this better next time? How can I make it to where the echo doesn't sound as bad in my office, right? Like y'all know, if you were here yesterday, I'm trying to get better, trying to do things better, but I'm doing what I can right now and I'm going forward. I'm moving forward. We're moving along. So with all that being said, if you wanted to be in champion mode and you wanted to plan, you wanted to record, maybe you wanted to edit over 3 days, let's say you want to get a month, okay? You're going to edit, or you're going to air once a week, not just once a week. You're going to air your episode. Let's just say on a Tuesday, you're going to air. I want you to spend an hour or two planning, an hour or two recording, and an hour or two editing. That is 6 hours in a week. Yes, I know this is the most that we've had. So six hours per week in champion mode. But if you do this once a month, like, oh my gosh, I just dropped my notebook. If you do this once a month, like, holy moly, you're done. Like, all you have to do is, to me, what is the fun part? Hang on, I dropped this. It's actually my husband's notebook. It's his school notebook. But if that's all you had to do is 6 hours once a month, guys, it's so easy. Like, it's so easy. It's so much simpler than being in this reactive mode. Like, oh my gosh, like I have to do all this. I have to make sure this is done. Like, you're reactive and you get burned out and then you want to quit and you don't want to do it anymore. I think that's why a lot of people quit, is because they get burned out because they don't have a system in place. So if you enjoyed this, then I appreciate, like, if you're sitting here hanging out with me, I really appreciate it. But I'm really just trying to get down to the root of, you don't have to be perfect. If you think that things are taking you too long, it's probably because you're being way too hard on yourself, and give yourself some grace and move forward. It's not going to be perfect. If you're just starting, it's for sure not going to be perfect, but you got to practice. You got to get going in order to get better. So I have gone way longer than I intended to today, but I feel really strongly about this. And if you have any other questions about how I plan my days and my weeks, then hit me up. I'm probably going to go into another day where I talk about actually time blocking and how I do that, because it's something I've done for over a year and it's tremendously helped my life. Like, not just podcasting. Like, I get more done at work, I get more done at home. I am intentional with my time when I hang out with the kids. And so I'm more intentional with our marriage and, you know, like sitting down, have a date night, like just a movie at home, but like we plan it intentionally. So that's all I have for you today. So this is our fourth day of 31 days of podcasting, and I will see y'all back here tomorrow. Y'all have a great Sunday. Bye, guys.
So I hope you found some value in just learning what I do and kind of how my funky brain works whenever it comes to podcasting each and every week. There are several things that I feel like I could have gone into so much more detail about, but I just didn't want to keep going on forever and ever, because I liked to keep these videos kind of short. That way it was tactical tips, but it also wasn't just me rambling about the weird, quirky things that I do within my podcast. So I try to keep it as actionable as possible. But like I said in the beginning, if you want to check out the entire video and see everything that we talked about, then join us in the Facebook group. It's facebook.com/theprofitpodcast. Or wait, facebook.com/groups/theprofitpodcast. I don't know. I will link to it in the show notes. So you can go to crystalprofit.com/episode80. I cannot believe we are already on 80 episodes of this podcast. That blows my mind. But that does it for today. So be sure to subscribe. If you're brand new here, I have so many cool things coming up in the next few weeks. So I would love for you to subscribe and leave a review if you haven't already, because that means the world to us podcasters. If you don't already know that, then now you know that that is how we can get this show in front of more people. But check out the show notes at crystalprofit.com/episode80. And sign up for the 5-day Create Your Podcast Bootcamp if you haven't already. And that does it. Just remember, keep it up. We all have to start somewhere.